game.
There it is. It's the music starts. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, resident tree hugger, and we got another Thursday night. All right, so now let me unmute these guys. Somebody's eating Cheetos or something. Yeah, there's some dog giggling over there, right? Buzzard's Row is what it's called. The Round Table. All right. In the house tonight, special guest from yakangler.com. You just want to, like, scream and shout, don't you, Mark?
Yeah. Ninja fighting.
Ninja fighting, that's right, man. Ninja fighting. Welcome aboard. How's
What's
things
up,
going
man?
Over? Yeah. How's it going over at yakangler.com?
Pretty good. After our little upgrade and little hacking fiasco, we were back on track. So.
You know, if they didn't like you, they wouldn't hack you, man.
I guess so. Maybe that means we're worth hacking.
I guess so. So, cool. All right. Well, you're here tonight because we're going to be announcing some big news here between Kayak Fishing Radio and yakangler.com. But we're going to get to that in a little bit. Let's see who else is on the phones here. Mr. Haywood, how are you tonight, sir?
Good.
Good.
Still find the chat room.
Yeah, that's what Yak Sushi is here for. He's going to create a big button for you. It'll be just a special Haywood, here's the chat room button.
It's going to be called Bill's Button.
Bill's Button. All right. Which button? There's no button, man. When you click on the page, it should open the chat room automatically with you. Scroll down.
I was on last week when we did this, and there's no chat function there. There's nothing.
Hey, really?
Hey, Bill, you realize you have to have a computer, right?
Yeah, the can and the string. Hold the string tighter, man.
Who said that?
Who do you think said it?
All right, so let's see who else we got in the house. From the West Coast, Mr. Mad Cat, Nick, how are you tonight, sir?
Doing pretty good, man.
Yeah. Working on your boat tonight?
Oh, no, it's going out for his first run since all the mods tonight.
All right. So you're going to be on the water talking to us?
I'm driving home right now. If I get it loaded and get to the water first, then yeah. But otherwise,
right.
I'll be after.
All right. And let's see who else is in there. Landing crew, you're the Cheeto eater, man. What are you doing?
I'm not eating no Cheetos. I'm
no.
actually enjoying a adult libation in
uh-huh.
the AC after sitting on 100 plus degree steel all day. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, trust me.
All right.
I am enjoying it.
Okay. And then last but not least, AD.
Hi, how did you know it wasn't Chuck?
Chuck's in the hospital.
That doesn't mean he can't call in now, is it?
No, I gave away my secret earlier. You hadn't called in yet, but I have a big whiteboard, and I have everybody's phone numbers written down with their names next to it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. I don't know who's in the room or anything. I was at that stupid board meeting. Yay!
Yay! No, we got another one there. Hold on. There you go.
Yeah. But I got my libation now, so I'm good.
Got your libation? All right. Awesome.
Right on.
So we got, yeah, we got Bad Bad Cast, Yak Sushi, Haywood, Nick Mad Cats from the West Coast, Landing Crew, and you. And me.
Awesome. Hi, everybody.
And it's Thursday night. And Chuck, if you're listening, man, get out of the hospital. They only have sick people in there, man. Quit playing around. He's trying to get his, you know, Yeti cooler hat and everything in there.
You know, it's really weird. I talked to Chuck for a while after the show Tuesday, and
yeah.
He didn't say anything about feeling bad or anything, you know. And I was like, you know, the next thing I know, I see a picture of him on Facebook the next day in a hospital gown and his Yeti cooler's hat. I wanted to ask Jess if he ever takes that thing off, man. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, he was vibes out to Redfish Chuck, man.
Okay, yeah, good vibes for him, man. And over in the chat room, we got the Ghosts. Good evening, Tommy. Welcome aboard. We got Hammerhead. Hey, Greg. Some Fish Blog is in there. Fish and Chef cooking up some stuff on the grill, I think, tonight. Brett Allen from Georgia Kayak Fishing, along with Dean Bowling, Dino the Man. And Sunrise Yakman, a new addition to the house, and Aaron. Good evening to y'all. We got
hey,
a big house.
You know, go. Tommy's got a bunch of new lures, saltwater models, man.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out, big old 6-inch cigar, cedar cigar topwaters, man. Check out his page.
Yeah,
he just put them up today, man.
I checked those out. He's got some big old monster plugs in there, man. Bigger the bait, bigger the fish, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So, Fish and Chef, he's eating barbecue pork chops and grilled corn. Sounds pretty good, man. What do you have with it? Like a little Chianti? And, all right, so going back over to Mr. Yak Sushi there. Tell us, man, why are people hacking into your site, man?
I don't know, man. You tell me. They're keeping me busy, that's for sure. it's mainly laziness on my part. It's because when you have to do, I left things, you know, I didn't upgrade things when I should have, so it's my own fault. But
you got to stay ahead of that, man.
Yeah. Now we have a little chat feature in there, which I added, so that kind of makes up for it.
So, okay, yeah, so there's some buttons at the top, right? You can turn it on, you can turn it off. There's a speaker up there. How come there's no buzzer to the speaker?
Does it not work? Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever use it.
No, there's a little speaker, man. You can turn it on and turn it off, but there's no sound.
Oh, really? It does on mine.
There's sound? Like when somebody does a chat or something, it beeps or something?
Yeah, it should. If not, I could have broke something because I really hacked up the code when I put it in there. So it's definitely not beyond me to destroy somebody else's code. So, but,
totally distracting while you're at work.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it on the government dime. Don't worry. No,
okay.
But it seems like a cool feature. Seems like everybody likes it. So I don't see anybody else with it. So it's one of those things where I'm sure somebody will be copying it soon. But, you know, it's kind of a cool thing.
It is. Yeah, you can yell at people and stuff. You wonder
how
long
it takes.
Yeah, we
can make fun of Rob.
Yeah.
We can make fun of Rob with his random with his random comments in there that make absolutely no sense.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, I will tell you that today I tried to get your attention on there, and I pulled it up on my work computer, and I don't know what kind of spam master, you know, controls they had going on there at work, but I tried to resize the window, and it just totally locked up my browser. So
yeah, what it is Rob has the same problem. A lot of companies, they don't allow chat.
Yeah,
that's you know, a thing that they block. So if
message.
You can't go to a chat source, you're not going to be able to go to this. But Rob, I asked Rob to close the box today, and he said it worked okay. So
okay.
If you close it, it'll be all right.
Close it so you can't see the chat, and then it turns off that script, right?
Yeah, it should look JavaScript then.
Okay.
Were you getting the same script error, like
Jome,
like a script
something
error
or other, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't say where it was.
They're
Internet Explorer, so it wouldn't say.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Cool. But it's some new stuff that's cool on yakangler.com. You need to check it out. And let me say a quick hi to Dino there. He's in the house. Hey, Dino.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot.
We got a full house tonight, man. Everybody's listening in and stuff.
That's cool, dude.
It is. It's very cool. We're going to announce something tonight here in just a bit. We've got a few more minutes. We're going to kind of get the anticipation up and stuff, you know. But we got a big announcement. We're gonna challenge some people. And I think it's actually a cool idea because, I don't know, this just shows that we're looking out to see the whole Yak Nation. So
at least somewhere warm, Chip.
Somewhere warm.
Somewhere with water.
Yeah, Rob
with
thinks
water.
We're going to announce his departure to Bahrain or Dubai or something like that. So we got him some new, you know, like that, what is it, the Patagonia commercial where the old lady's always kicking the guy out of the helicopter in strange places, you know? That's what we're going to do to Rob. We're going to put some duct tape around him and throw him out of a helicopter into the desert or something.
Be like Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
But man versus wild or something where he jumps
something
out of
like
a plane
that.
With just a parachute.
That's right, man. That's right.
Rob, don't eat any dead camels, man.
I could do it, man. Oh, dude, that was nasty on that episode.
How about the one where he had drank from the elephant dung?
that was really nasty.
Yeah.
But you know, there was one episode, and it wasn't the Bear Grylls guy, it was the other guy, the Survivor Man. And he's like walking along, you know, and he's crossing through the lake and everything, and he gets to some railroad tracks. And he's like, do I follow the railroad tracks or do I keep going away that I thought, you know, when I saw the map and everything? And it's like, probably just sit down on the damn railroad tracks, you know? But when you looked in the behind him, in the scene behind him, the camera kind of went up, and you could see a microwave tower in the woods right behind him. It's like, so if you're lost, dude, you go to one of those towers, and you start rattling on the gate and everything, because there's alarms on all of those things. Homeland Security will be there to just a few minutes to rescue your ass. So, yeah. It's like,
he does not real survival, because he does it by himself. Bear Grylls has a whole team with him.
Oh, yeah. But he was just like, he just parks his car, walks into the woods a few feet, and then takes some video and stuff, right?
You never know the difference.
That's right. So, all right. Wow, we're just filling up in the chat room here. I have to keep scrolling down to find everybody here. Got a bunch of guests on board.
Nice.
Rubbing in.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, what have you been up to this week, man?
I've been working in a poop plant in St. Petersburg.
How's that? Is that fun?
Yeah. Hot.
Slinging a little?
Yeah.
Man.
Putting in a big disinfection and chlorination system. So it's been 12, 14-hour days.
Man. It's, you know, it's just the right temperature to work around that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, it's really hot over there.
You know, I mean, all of that, you know, the vapor pressure and everything, it's just...
Oh. Used to it after a while.
No, you don't. You what happens is, what's really bad is that you're working around it, and then... you go someplace like inside where there's air conditioning or something and your nose cleans out and then you have to go back out and get used to it all over again, right?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, man. Bill, you should use the BOA.
The BOA.
That helps. Wow.
I'm not showing up at one of those places with that thing on. No way.
You know, I was kind of digging those pink Crocs, though.
Hey, Bill, you should just send it to one of the random people on Yak Angler, and then we'll force them to take a picture with it on.
What's that?
I said you should just send it to somebody on Yak Angler, and then we'll force them to take a picture with the bow and cross.
Oh, yeah. I need to get, if I could ever find the chat room, I need to get some, I'll send you a PM later. I need to get the address. I already got somebody in mind.
Well, who do you need? I might have it.
I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you later.
All right, email me.
Going to keep it a secret, man. Going to keep it a secret, so.
It's coming, though.
Bill was a really good sport about that, man. We were getting things, we were tearing boats apart at the end of the day, man. He cracked that stuff out, man. He said, here, man, take my picture. Got out there on his kayak and everything. I didn't even have to twist his arm, man. It's a good sport.
He was a good sport because we don't even know what the rules were in the end.
He even brought his own mullet wig, man. I was digging the mullet wig, too, man. That's how Bill, he sneaks into places when he's traveling around doing those little odd jobs in the poop plants and stuff. He sneaks in. People don't recognize him, man. Puts the big white glass.
He probably blends in with the mullet and the poop plant, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've talked about it, or we've held off long enough. Let's see here. All right, everybody's going to we'll pour one for you here. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Crowd goes wild. All right, settle down. And all right, here
got
we
a,
go.
Got a news bulletin?
News bulletin? Nope, but we've got this. To be dramatic here.
Hey, hang on. Chip?
Yeah.
Hang on. Special announcement, huge announcement. Just found out just now.
You did?
Yes. Haywood just made it into the chat room.
That's what it was all about. That was our big announcement for tonight, folks. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Soda.
Record.
New record. He made it in within the first 20 minutes. All right. The bird's pretty happy about that. Whose bird is that? Is that your Rob?
Yeah, I got two.
Oh, you got two? Which one is
it? Two pockets. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So our big announcement for tonight is Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com. That's why Yak Sushi's here tonight. He's representing his half and the other half of Adam Hayes. We're going to start a competition tonight. Actually, tonight starts the nomination period, okay? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to post a link to went to SurveyMonkey and we developed this link, and I'm going to go ahead and put it up now in the chat room. Everybody will see it. Ready, here it goes.
Banner's up in the site too.
Banner's up on the site now, okay? So you go to that link right there, surveymonkey.com/s/kayakfishing. We want your nominations. There's about there's 8 or 9 questions on there. We're gonna have it open for the next 60 days. We want your nominations for number one, the top kayak angler for 2011, and there are no male and female categories here because we think that we know plenty of females that can kick guys' butts out there fishing, so we think that all yak anglers compete equally. We want to know who you think your favorite kayak fishing guide is, what you think your favorite kayak forum is, or kayak website, kayak angling journal, magazine, and if you think there's something else, maybe an innovative product or something like that, and keep the focus on kayak fishing, all right? We want to know what the nominations are. Now, the link is going to be active for the next 60 days. We're going to take it goes through SurveyMonkey, so I'm going to go in and I can see all of the independent IP numbers and all that kind of stuff. If we get somebody that votes for Haywood 550 times because they saw him in some pink Crocs and a boa, we're going to have to cut some of those votes out. But actually, it's not voting right now. All we want is the nominations. And at the end of 60 days, we will then put up another survey with the nominations for each of those categories. And there will be voting for another 60 days. Each person, you don't have to belong to any group or anything. Each person can get up to 10 votes. We'll be just like Idol, or, you know, we're trying to compete with American Idol, and So You Think You Can Dance and stuff. But we're going to have it open for 60 days, and at the end of it, sometime the beginning of November, the middle part of November there, just after the Chuck Down Boondoggle, we're going to announce the winners of the first annual Kayak Anglers Choice Awards. So the Kayak Anglers Choice Awards, we want you guys out there to tell us who you think the best and the brightest are in the kayak fishing world. Now, the caveats are Kayak Fishing Radio and my regular hosts, which would be the Bad Back Cast, the Landing Crew, Isaac the Nothing Miller. None of us are eligible for nominations or to vote. We can't cast any votes and we can't cast any nominations. The same thing with yakangler.com. They cannot be voted for, or can Adam or Mark vote. Is that cool, Mark?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You got anything to add, man?
No, man. It should be good. I'd like to see what everybody thinks. It'd be nice to get a true. This is a true vote for the community, not just one website voting what they think is great.
Right. I mean, all the forums, everything. The only two that aren't eligible to play, because we're putting it on and we're going to be counting the votes, is Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com. But all these other ones, you know, if you've got a vendor out there, maybe it's Austin Kayak or Sunjammers or Hook One or your favorite forum, KBF, or the Forgotten Coast Kayak or the Gold Coast or whatever, we want you to go ahead and fill out that form and nominate them, and then we're going to vote for them in 60 days. We'll put the votes up. And we'll let it run for 60, and then we're going to publish the results. And hopefully we'll get some good results, and we'll get a lot of participation, and see how strong the kayak fishing nation is. What do you think, Dee?
I'm still trying to get in the chat room. I can't find it. No, great. I'm all about it. That'd be really fun. But since I can't get in the chat room, you have to read off that URL again.
Okay, here's the
URL. SurveyMonkey.com.
Yeah, SurveyMonkey.com/ yeah. /S/ kayak fishing, all one word.
Okay.
Yep, and that'll take you to the survey, and it should be live now. Is anybody on the it's not a chat competition, Haywood. And is anybody out there?
I'm in.
You're in. There's Dee.
Yay.
I see Dee made it.
Oh, my God. Why is this so hard? I mean, you'd think I would be able to do this after so many times, but every time it's really tough.
Really?
Dee, don't worry. We're working on that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was that you just put up?
Right.
You know?
I was pictured from the Special Olympics event.
Oh, yeah. It won't let me get there. I can't get to it for some reason. Oh, I know why. Because I'm logged in as the Kayak Fishing Radio right now. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna put that link up again in the chat room. I want everybody to send it out on every social media site they've got. We want everybody to compete now. I think this is big. Because it's going to really going to really let us see who's out there and who's doing. Vicky's here. Hey, lady.
Yes. Didn't you know that was her?
No, I didn't. I'm used to Arroyo Queen.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And
what's
Lynn
up with that,
Dillard
Vicky?
Is there. Paddling fan. Yeah. This is great. So, Mark, tell us, what are your thoughts there, Yak Sushi?
Thoughts on what?
On this event, man.
No, I mean, I think it's good. I've never seen, I've seen awards, you know, like best product of the year, but it's always, you know, one group that's picking it. This is open to everybody. This is open to the public.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be nice. It'll be a true showing of who really is the best. You know, whichever topic it is.
Any guesses?
Oh, I have to go eat dogs.
Okay. All right, man. Raise your hand when you come back. What do you think? Anybody? Landing crew, man. What are you doing? Are you sending it out to everybody? You texting it out to everyone now?
I'm trying.
You what?
I'm trying to sit here sipping libations. Watching Top Shot and doing the chat room and everything else. I just kind of put everything down and had to step away.
What happened to the Queenie name? See, she's incognito. All right. So, Rob, are you still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah? Okay, so... On your show, man, what are you telling folks about? What are you going to be telling them this week about, or next week about this event?
Well, I'm gonna tell them, you know, get in there and cast your nominations, man. I think it'll be a great thing.
You must be walking around your house or something, man. It's getting all garbled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it'll be a great thing.
Okay.
I'm actually out walking a dog, but...
Oh, that's it.
You know, I'll tell them to get in there and nominate.
Cool. Are you sad that you can't be nominated for the best kayak angler of the year?
Me?
Yeah.
Hardly? Yeah.
All right. Okay. Nick, you're out there in California,
yo.
Man. Are you gonna do the survey?
Oh, definitely, man. You'll spread the word, too.
Yeah. Get some of those West Coasties on the ball, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, you know, we go all around, and I know all of us join the forums looking for more information and to find out who's good and who's not, and to have a kind of a competition where we can pit them all against each other and the winners come out on top is a good thing.
It's just bragging rights, man. That's all.
That's it.
So
you're not going to have any trophies made or anything? You get, like, you know, a Golden Kayak Award or something?
No, we might make them, like, a little badge or something. That's about it.
A little badge? You're going to have a little badge so they can put it on their website, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
People's
yeah,
Choice
we
Awards
golden,
type thing.
We got a golden paddle floating around somewhere.
Golden paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need any more paddles like that, please.
Look at who's talking in.
Nice.
My paddles are still sitting by my back gate. I have no idea what to do with those.
Oh, the little red and blue ones that Scott
gave
you?
No, they're yellow and blue. Yeah.
Yellow and blue, that's right.
Yellow and blue.
Donald Duck paddle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, man.
All right.
But I'll give those up if anybody wants them.
You're supposed to be taking them out in case you break paddles again.
Yeah. No, that isn't going to happen. I've taken care of that situation.
Okay. You don't use those other brand of paddles anymore?
I do not use that brand of paddle. I now have converted to solid fiberglass through and through blades. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit more expensive, but at least my client won't be sitting there trying to figure out how to get back, right?
Going around in circles because he's only got one end on the paddle.
Right, right. Wow.
All right.
Chip, I think you got the one-of-a-kind paddle, though.
My Jimi Hendrix special, man?
Yeah, you're like psychedelic. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, they, it is. It's different.
And Randy was making fun of it, man.
Really?
Yeah, nah, he was just joking with me. But
Didn't you say they like actually made it out of some T-shirts or something?
It's made out of fabric, yeah. They laminated some tie-dye fabric into the blades. But
out of old hippies.
Out of what?
It's made out of old hippies.
That's right, yeah. They flattened out some old hippies and cut the pieces out of their chest. But it's cool. Let's see, what do we got? Okay, Pally fans just tweeted the award. Thank you. Get it all out to everyone. Everybody's putting their Twitter information out. Okay. It'll be up on the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page a little bit later on. I've got my hands full here running the switchboard and everything else. But I think it's going to be an interesting concept. I gave Mark and Adam out so that they could get voted for, and because I think YakAngler.com does a great job. But they said that now they want to be on the counting end, and they wanted to put it up and see what was out there. And that was what they were about, was making sure that everybody knows about all of the Yak Angler possibilities out there in the world. So cool for that. And since we're the only kayak fishing radio out there, Haywood doesn't have a Twitter account now. I'm reading the chat room at the same time I'm trying to talk here. So,
oh my God, there's so much to fill in. I don't think I can do this.
Do what?
I don't know what anybody's email address is. Come on.
Well, just give us some. We got to talk to them. We don't, you know, you can hang out with some questionable people sometimes. We have to make sure that they're upstanding citizens and all before we vote for them.
What happens if they don't have their email? Does it not validate?
No, there's no requirements in there. But I mean, we'll have to try to look for it when we start pulling down the information, because I want to contact everybody who gets nominated and make sure that they're willing to accept the nomination before we put their name up to vote for them.
Right, we might have to bust out the mad Google Ninja skills.
Yeah.
Justification. Because we're great. Come on.
Because we're great. Oh, you're right about yourself, aren't you?
No, I'm actually all the way.
Because I fish like a girl.
There you go, baby.
All right. So
I'm all the way down on number 9. If you feel that there is an additional category that is relevant to kayak angling, like what, painting your toenails?
That has nothing to do with kayak angling.
If you want to be a mermaid, you have to have red toenails.
So you want the best kayak angling toenail polish of the year?
There you go.
You think that's inappropriate?
Red for redfish, blue for bluefish, you know, that kind of deal.
One fish, two fish, right?
Hey, Chip, we got Scotty Bedell in the house.
What'd you say there, Dino?
We got Scotty Bedell in the house from GKF.
All right. Hey, Scotty. Welcome aboard, man. We'll go ahead and put that link up again. It's kind of scrolled up to the top there. Once again, we are taking nominations starting tonight for 60 days. And how about the best fishing tattoo? I don't know. I've seen some pretty good. I tried to start that thread on Yak Angler. But surveymonkey.com/s/kayakfishing. And all the other kayak fishing radio shows will be broadcasting that out, and it'll be going out on Twitter and Facebook and all. But we want to get your input. We want to know who you think is the best and the brightest in the kayak fishing world. Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com and their subsidiaries and their families and their broadcast hosts are not eligible. They're going to be counting. It takes a lot of fingers. What?
If I'm going to start tagging it as Kayak Angler Awards on Twitter.
Okay. Kayak Angler Award. Hashtag Kayak Angler Award. Sounds good. All right. So we're going out with that tonight. Who's done any fishing this week? Dee, did you go fishing?
I didn't go yesterday. I think it was the day before yesterday.
Right.
And the day before, I'm not sure. But my last five clients in a row have all been named John. It's just really weird. So if anybody's named John out there and wants to fish with me, you'll have to take a break until I get a name of someone else in between.
I thought that was just what all the clients' names were, John.
It was really great.
Wow, that was
Holy
a good
crap.
One.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been kind of a challenge. You know, I have that log, and I think I've mentioned this before. The recent history or past history from that log is just not being followed. I can't seem to find any of the fish that I was catching in the last few years. The sizes are you know, they're not juvenile, they're in between sizes. They're legal to keep, but there's nothing really huge by the Sebastian Inlet. However, John managed, and it was his first time saltwater fishing, he landed a 25-inch flounder. I was so mad. I was happy for him,
right.
But my largest one was a 24-inch flounder, and so I was just screaming glory for this guy. It was great. It was great. He was so happy. Took it home. He's a hunter fisher from fishing freshwater, so saltwater was new, and man, he was all about keeping that flounder for dinner for sure.
Cool.
But we caught, you know, a bunch of little 20-inch trout and reds, but nothing phenomenally big, you know. But, you know, I guess I have to take a trip up to the northern Indian River Lagoon. I hear that the reds are huge up there. But
right.
What you hear is different from what's actually there. So
I know the reds that they're catching up along the Mid-Atlantic. They're Rob Choi and the guys are just knocking them dead with them big old 40-plus inches up there.
Yeah,
they're
nice.
Hauling in some moose, man.
Yeah.
Area code 770, you're on the air with Kayak Fishing Radio. How are you? Hello? Area code.
Hey, Chip, I guess it's me, Scotty, that you're reaching out to.
Hey, Scotty, 770.
Howdy, brother.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Good evening to you as well.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
So I got a fun story with forum pictures to follow.
Okay, go ahead.
I set the lake log record at Lake Ackworth. I managed a 30-pound log.
A 30-pound log?
Oh, my God.
On 12-pound line and 8-pound braid, so my Albright held up like a champ.
That's pretty awesome, man. And you're going to post that? You're going to put the URL up in the
chat room? I wanted to mount it, but I was talked away from doing it.
You were going to mount it?
I got a screw
pin you can borrow.
I have pins on it. Be good.
Everybody's choking.
It cost me a $100 rod, but it was worth it.
Oh, it broke your rod?
Absolutely.
Holy cow, man. So you were like honking on this thing,
real
right?
Quick.
Do what?
What kind of fish is a log?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was
like
bullpen shaped.
Like
a.
You're talking
about. Did you break the rod?
Yeah, well, I knew what I had. I saw it, and I was trying to use the buoyancy of the water to give it a big jerk to get it out of the water. And I had my hand on the wrong, what I thought the fulcrum point of the rod would be, and I guessed wrong. And just split a Veritas rod right in half, a heavy action rod.
A Veritas? Oh, man.
Wow.
I would send that back. Tell them.
It's clearly some kind of malfunction because any of their rods should be able to handle a big log like that.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah. Rob's benefit, we're talking like pine tree, Rob.
Really?
Okay.
Gotcha.
No.
Yeah, this is not. You used to fish down here in the south. There's nothing, no fish called a log.
Hey, I don't know, man. You know, you all are.
It's kind of like
up
a grass
Georgia
bass.
Stuff.
It's like a grass bass, man.
Y'all up in Georgia, you know, you got some weird.
Yeah, we got names for stuff,
there, you know.
That's like
a
limb,
you know.
It's a wood flounder.
A wood flounder?
A wood flounder.
Yeah.
There you go. I fish in the Ohio. There's plenty of, you know, other kind of logs in the Ohio, too, so.
Yeah, like the,
a lot of polymer, though.
Actually, it looked a little bit like a sauger that you might catch in the Ohio River.
Yeah, I hope you don't break a rod on those kind of logs, though.
Haywood's asking how many points in kayak wars for a log. You measure it, man?
No, I just weighed it.
I think Dee's got beer coming out her nose.
Yeah.
And
I keep wanting to say doormat because it's a flounder, what we call down here. But then, you know, that sounds kind of goofy too sometimes, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I need another beer.
I threw it back, so anybody that wants to come to Ackworth, Georgia to, I don't know if it's going to gain or lose weight over time, but you can at least try to tie my record.
Did you paint a big X on the water where it was so we could go back and find it?
I'm sure I can locate it again.
You hit the mark
on
your GPS.
What was the beta choice?
Yeah.
It was, what was I using at the time? I was drop shotting. So it was just a little size 1 or 2 drop shot hook and a worm.
You heard it here, folks, on Kayak Fishing Radio. The best bet for a log is a finesse bait.
Awesome.
Oh, Lord.
Scotty,
Vicky and I were out one day fishing, and I swear to God, there's nothing out in this location at all except for water, some grass, and sand, you know. And I hooked up on
crazy women
something.
In kayaks.
I know. I hooked up on something, and we're both freaking out, like, what the hell could this possibly be? We had no idea. We couldn't pull it up or anything, so it couldn't be a crab pot or anything like that. I just had
Stingray.
To leave my lure there. No, no, it was hooked on something solid. It was
just
like
a
rock,
bottom.
But there's like no rocks there. Crazy. So we never even got that. I mean, we had a mystery fish. How's that?
It's kind of like some of those rivers up north. You know, they have like the Jimmy Hoffa fish. They're full of concrete and stuff. So,
yeah,
probably one of those runners.
Oh.
Brett's asking, can you use a circle hook on a log? That's a good one.
You don't want to hurt the log.
You definitely, well, I mean, you know, to conserve logs, you definitely should only use a circle hook. You want to make sure that log can live to hook another,
right.
Break another's rod some other day.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I want to see your letter that you send in with that rod when you try to get it on warranty. I was hooked into a big 48-inch, 30-pound log.
You know what? I need his email address so I can nominate him for Angler of the Year.
So how do you post pictures to you? I can't do it on your in the chat window here or anything. Actually, you know what I can do? I'll throw it up on Flickr and paste the URL into the chat room here, and you guys can take a peek.
That's how you do it, man.
So did you have to lip it and leg kick it in to get your picture, like we do with the big bass up here, you know, lastly it across your lap, you know, kind of a big smile?
Yeah, I thought it was a spotted log because it had a patch of teeth under its tongue.
Okay.
Here we go.
I knew Dino was going to get that one.
Yeah, there we go.
I've never fished for log, but I've shot them on accident, and, you know, they're not bad eating. You just got to cook them a really long time.
Yeah.
Smoke them.
Yeah. I can never find rolling papers that big, so.
What other kind of smoke there?
Oh, okay, sorry. Got him, man. Their first time on Kayak Fishing Radio, and you're a hit.
Yeah.
I got to make sure. I got 1 week to come up with something better.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get you. Hold on. I got your. Where is it? Here we go.
He needs a beer for that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here we go for Sky. There you are. All right. All right.
I think you need that one, too.
There we go.
Yeah.
One for me. Okay. And here's for Rob, wondering what kind of fish is a log. Hang on, Rob. Hang on.
You know, the whole time, if Rob was hooked up with that, he'll be thinking, I'm finally going to get a fish on Kayak Wars. I'm finally going to get one. I'm finally.
Oh, man. Now that's just wrong, man.
Yeah, no, you're right.
No. That's just wrong.
You're looking at his Google window right now, and it's saying log space redneck space Georgia space fish.
Yeah?
He's trying to figure it out.
Oh.
Like, why is that not coming up with anything?
He's over there playing with the Google guitar today. So.
Right. That was cool, huh?
That was very cool. But you know what was bad was they didn't post like a big laundry list of all the different songs. I did find one where somebody played some Beatles music, and it was pretty cool. But Google's always getting me in trouble at work. So, all right, boy, it's he's now apologizing to you, Rob.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
Trying to give you flour and stuff, man.
I still can't get in the chat room.
You can't get in the chat room?
No.
Dude, you work for me and you can't get in the chat room?
No, it's totally like...
All right.
I can never get in here on Thursdays, man. For some Sushi reason, man. It still shows loading. It says connecting. Well,
did you click on the link?
For like an hour.
Here, try this. Oh, that's just because you came in late, man. You got to be on the list to get in late. So, okay, we got some new folks in. I'm going to go ahead and give a quick shout out to some new folks in the chat room there. And Scotty, of course, our big log winner for the day. He's our first timer in. Piranha 669, welcome aboard. Paddling Fan, Sunrise Yak Man, going to say hey to all of you. Greg's been quiet up there in New Hampshire. Ghost is still in there, Fish and Chef, and Dino and Brett, and Greg Becker's in there. So is Aaron. Aaron, you got to get out and catch all the fish while Chuck's held up in the hospital. So I'm hoping Chuck's listening to this, because it's going to be hard to keep those stitches in, you know, after he's laughing at a log and all that good stuff. So. Ghost is saying he's caught plenty of logs, but his best catch was a bimini top from somebody's boat off a jetty in Fort Walton. That's pretty good.
Did he attach it to his kayak?
Yeah. Did you put it on your kayak, Tommy?
Yeah, I just put that on.
You know.
Hey, Dino, that was my comment.
Yeah. Well, let's check in with with our park ranger there and see if he's counting the votes. Okay, all right. He says Chuck's doing fine, so. all right, let's see. He says took a while, the tide was against him. Okay, didn't mount to the yak. All right, so... we're opening the night with our tonight is the first night of the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards 2011, and we want everybody to go online and give us their nominations. I'm going to put that link up in the chat room again there, surveymonkey.com/S/kayakfishing, all one word, and give us your info, and see what's going on. How do we got? Check out my web link is open. Everything's working good here. Where's my responses? I've got one response so far. All right, all you people listening in the chat room now, or you just, or they're still pondering. They're like getting their number two pencils out and getting them all sharp and ready to go, right? It's on the computer. Don't mark up your screen. Okay. Bill? You still there, Bill?
I'm sure.
Yeah? You're in the chat room now, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see that we got the number 10?
You got what?
We got bumped to number 10 on Kayak Wars.
Yeah, I saw that, man. D,
sorry.
I hear you, D. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
Does Rob have any points yet?
No, that's our strategy. Is we're gonna not let Rob post any fish at all, and stay in the top 10. So, it's an interesting strategy. But hey, I only got two fish up there. And Chuck is now in the hospital, so we're still hanging in there. So,
we're gimping along.
Yeah, we're kind of gimping along. You know, it's kind of middle of the season, kind of like baseball, you know, getting a little injuries and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to the All-Star break.
I'm just proving that I'm like the worst angler in the world. You know,
no, dude, that was our strategy. It was our strategy, man. All those guys up at the top there, they're just going to start slacking off thinking, he's not even showing any points, man. And then you're gonna load him up, right?
I'm hoping, man. I got one on Saturday, but they wouldn't take the picture.
They wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, bummer, dude.
No measuring device.
What was that?
Kidding it, Rob. No. Resend it in. I just looked at a whole bunch from the team that. There's tons of them in there with no measuring device. There's tons of pictures of guys holding fish, and you can only see half of it. Yeah, they'll take it.
Yeah, you know, I put it up next to my, you know, I laid it next to my rod, right? And I measured it, and it measured 22 when I got home. And it was, you know, I put, and they said no dice. So, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I got to... play, you know, I'm trying to play
by the rules.
That's all right. Was your fish jumping?
Was it jumping? Fish,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was jumping. I took a picture of it before I got it in the kayak, jumping.
Then they would have
took it if that was the case.
Well, I liked the picture because you had the white knuckle grip on it, and its poor little eyeballs were poking out and everything. You had such a tight grip on that fish.
Yeah, that's why they didn't take it.
Yeah, because they have to be alive when you take the picture.
I thought that trout naturally had big eyes.
No, those are walleye, man, not trout.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Well, we're running up on our hour here, and I want to thank Mark Yaksushi from yakangler.com and partnering with Kayak Fishing Radio on this event here for the 2011 Kayak Fishing Kayak Angler's Choice Award. I got to get that right. So, Mark, got any closing remarks there? You going fishing this weekend?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be hitting the Elkhorn and tearing up some smallmouth. We'll see. It hasn't rained here in probably a month, so it's probably going to be pretty low.
Yeah, I think that Japanese earthquake thing kind of moved the earth a little bit, so now we're going to see deserts in the southeast and stuff. We haven't seen any rain either, man. So
my people got hit hard.
Yeah, they did, man. But we got good karma for you and everything. So, all right, cool. Well, you take those youngsters out, man. There's some good pictures of those boys catching some fish there, man. Your little sushis. All right.
Scott.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
There's Scotty's pictures now just showing up here. Log, log, it's Big Heavy Woods. Log, log's very bad. It's good.
That one.
I got it, man.
That's a little song on Ren and Stimpy from the, what, early 90s?
Yeah.
Advertised log as a children's toy.
That's right.
Don't whiz
on your kayak bent. What's up with that?
You what?
His kayak's bent from that GoPro shot.
Yeah, it's a bad GoPro shot. I'll give you that.
Did you find that GoPro out in the middle of the lake there?
It was attached to the log, wouldn't you know?
It was attached to that log.
Yeah.
Lucky dude.
It had the new Yak Attack mount on it too, which was really cool.
Awesome, man.
Nice.
That is a barge you have there, Scotty, man.
It is a barge.
That is awesome, man.
Dino can attest to it.
I definitely contest to that.
It's only a story forthcoming.
And that the trailer you have and everything is pretty cool too, man.
It is.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing with us, man. And thanks for joining us on Kayak Fishing Radio tonight. All right, going up to the top of the list. Rob, are you fishing this weekend?
Yep, sir.
Okay.
Going out way early on Sunday morning. Different area. It's more of a scouting mission this time, so we'll see.
Okay.
And what else? It's Tuesday on the show. We're going to have three fantastic prize packs to give away to people. And possibly, if not Tuesday, then the following Tuesday would be the outdoorist, Rebecca Garlock, as my special guest.
Cool.
The head in chief of the Outdoor Blogger Network.
All right.
And she's always a good guest. And what else? So, anyway, next week, Tuesday, we're going to have some fun with the, you know, if you want to win some stuff, get on Facebook, like the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page, because you'll need to do some stuff in order to win a prize. And I may need your assistance with that, sir.
Okay.
And also, we're going to use Twitter. So if you're on Twitter,
right,
make sure you follow A Bad Batcast on Twitter. And we're going to have some fun with that. Have three prize packs to give away, which is a three-pack of DOA shrimp, a Miradine XL, a Kayak Fishing Radio sticker, and some flies, some tarpon flies from me.
Okay.
So,
very cool.
Tell your friends. Put it on your Facebook pages and your Twitters. Like the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page. And tune in on Tuesday at 8.
Cool. So you got your stickers?
Oh, yeah. I just got them today, man.
Today?
Thanks. Yeah.
Man, well, I Isaac got his like on Friday.
Probably, but I only check my mail about once a week.
Oh, okay. It's a long way out to the road, isn't it?
No, I get, you know, a mailbox full of advertisements most of the time.
Oh,
so.
Okay. You recycle all that stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. Where am I at here? So Yak Sushi's going fishing, we chat with him. Here we go with, who am I talking about? Bill, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, you going fishing this weekend?
Yeah, I've actually got a friend coming down that I met on the Florida Sportsman Forum a couple of years ago, and he was coming down. I said, hey, meet me at Cockroach. We'll go. I'll take you out. He went out and slayed the redfish, just killed them, and he had a blast, you know. So we kept in touch, and he's going to be back down. He's over in Disney, so he's coming over Sunday. And we're going to try to get out. The winds have been kind of
kind of been blowing the bays churned up right now. It's not not very clear, but yeah, we'll go find some fish somewhere.
All right, very cool, man. Where am I at? Where am I at now? There's Bill, and then now we're down to landing crew. You fishing this weekend?
Yes, sir, I am. I've actually got a couple of guys that contacted me through Kayak Fishing Radio that are listening to the show, and they're like, hey, you know, we live in Virginia Beach, and we're looking on getting out and, you know, having some fun, but we're just starting off. Can you help us out? And I was like, yeah, more the merrier. So it's looking
cool.
Like Saturday, we're going to hit Rudy Inlet, try to find some reds, try to find some flounder. There's some speckled trout in there right now too. Basically just, you know, try to get them out and comfortable, you know, with fishing in that area, you know, working against tide and just basic. It should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun. And then next Wednesday show, I got to give, you know, congratulations to Scuba Stan for winning a $100 gift certificate to Hook One from the show last night.
Sweet.
So congrats to Stan. More of that to come for the upcoming shows. What else? But this show, I'm not really sure exactly what's going to be about. That's up to the times. How things are going, but by Monday or Tuesday, definitely have a lockdown. And of course, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m., there will always be some sort of awesome prize given away for those that call in or in the chat room. So,
man. All right. Well, you heard it here. And you got a big badtastic prize on Tuesday showing up. You got the Super Landing Crew special going on Wednesday. My goodness. Where do we get such men?
What do you got?
What do I got? I got a survey, dude. I got a rock. I got a rock.
I'm just kidding with you, man.
I sent you stickers, man.
With a sharp stick.
That's right. You know that, right? Ow, my eye. And you got your stickers, too, there, Mark?
What's that?
Did you get stickers in the mail?
Yes, sir, I did. And I'm already about quarter way through giving them out to different people. And
I was going to say, don't be putting them all on your truck, man.
I've got only a couple, a little bit of room left.
Okay. All right. I know that Isaac would be putting them all over his fish and chips cart there, man. So, D, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I think Vicky says I'm supposed to meet her 6 a.m. Saturday.
I see
where
that
is, I don't know. But I've got nothing going on till next Monday, so that's a good deal.
All right.
So I'll windy until Saturday, Sunday. Wait, tomorrow's Friday, so day off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe fish Saturday and Sunday. My babe is out in Boca Raton, so I'm a free woman for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
anybody want to go fishing?
Anybody want to go fishing? That's right.
Saturday, Sunday.
Anybody named John?
Yeah, right. But I haven't really put any fish up on the Kayak Wars board, so I need to put something up there. And those under 20 inches are not something I'm looking for. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, tight lines, D. Get out there and knock them down.
Thank you. I will.
And Scotty, going out for some more log?
Yeah. I may have a striper or two take me to a log, see if
okay.
that happens.
I fished up there a couple of times, and that's all I do is catch those daggum trees, man. I can see them on my fish finder, and I just catch them.
It's a transitional time for stripers at Alatoona, so actually I'm going to go out and drag umbrella rigs, and I'm going to do a little bit of everything, little mini planer boards maybe, and even free lining. We'll just see how deep they're running.
Okay. Well, you certainly have the boat for it there, man. So, all right. Well, we appreciate you guys showing up, and we're about out of time. And remember, it's surveymonkey.com/S/kayakfishing. And let's get your input. Nominations are open for the next 60 days, and then we'll start voting on them. We'll take a few days to make sure we contact everybody and then make sure they accept their nominations. And then we'll get it up for the 2011 Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. So we look forward to seeing what people put in. I want to thank everybody in the chat room there, Aaron and Brett and the Fishing Chef and Fisherwoman and the Ghost Tommy and some guests in there. Hammerhead's been quiet tonight, but I know he's up there listening. Paddling Fan, Piranha, Scotty's in there too. Scotty made it in. You're his first time, man. That's pretty cool. And Sunrise Yak Man. So y'all check it out. We're going to go out tonight with a new rip we put up on the board today for this is the Bad Back Cat. So tight lines, everybody. We'll see you next week. Get your surveys in. Let's get those nominations, and we'll talk to you. Let's see. Next show will be Tuesday, the Bad Back Cast. Y'all join in. Check it out. Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Here we go. Whoa. Bad.